Last week we left off by the Mishnah on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah has the whole background of the Saita. Ketzad Oisalo, what does the husband do with his wife if there was Kinu Yastira? So it says first, Molicha LeBezdin Shebosa Mokum. He takes his wife to the local Bezdin and he asks them, what should he do? So they tell him, you have to go to Yerushalayim, to the Bezna Gorl, and to the Beis HaMikdush. So the local Bezdin, Mosim Lo Shnei Talmid HaChachamim, they tell him, you have to go with your wife to Yerushalayim, and they send him along to Rabbonim to go with him. Shema Yovo Aleho Baderech. He's married to his wife, so he may not be aware of the din that she's Asur Labailo. If you have a Saito Vadai, an Eshes Isha, Vadai Zinso, so the Gemara says in Yavamas, that's a Loisese. If you have a Saito Sufik, this is called Saito Sufik. He doesn't know whether Vadai Zinso, he just knows there was Kini Astira. So there's no Issa Lav if he'll be Baleh, but it's an Issa Rasei. Vinitma, she's Asurul Abayla. So he's not allowed to be Baleh. And if he is Baleh, Baderech, on the way to Yerushalayim, then the miracle was never promised. The miracle that the Maim Amorim will be Mevarer, whether she's Tahira or Tmeira, the miracle will not happen. So they have to send two Talmidei Chachamim along with the husband and the wife to prevent him from being Baalishta. What do you mean to prevent him? Means that there's an Issa Yichud. There's an Issa Yichud. He's not allowed to be alone with his wife. Normally, a husband is allowed to be alone with his wife even when she's Nida. There's no Issa Yichud. But over here, the Tanakhama holds that there is an Issa Yichud. He's also Lov Aleho, so you have to send along two other people. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Baila Neman Aleho. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama, with the Chachamim. He says there's no Issa Yichud. Just like Ishta Nida, there's no Issa Yichud. They're married. So too, by Saita Safik, there's no Issa Yichud. So that's exactly what the Gemara is going to argue out. That's exactly the source of the Machlaikas. Yeah. So first the Gemara says, Trei v'ihu, you send two Talmid Chachamim with the husband. What do you need two people with the husband? Usually there's no Issa Yichud if you have two men and one woman. There's no Issa Yichud. Because one man will be embarrassed to have an affair with a woman in the presence of the other man. So, in fact, the Gemara, what do you need? Two men with a husband. Trei v'ihu, hot losa adds up to three. What do you need three for? Should I say, shouldn't it be sufficient with one other person in addition to the husband? One other person is ois yichud. So the Mishnah seems to support the position of Rav. In the end of Maseches Kedushin, you have all the discussions, all the Gemara is about Yichud. So the Gemara learns that Yichud is an Issa Derayis. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. Yichud with Arayis is an Issa Derayis. That's what Tosis raises the question. If Yichud Arayis, the second Tosis Nida. If Yichud Arayis, Yichud with an Eshesish, or Yichud with my aunt is an Issa Derayis, Yichud with a pnuya, with a single girl, that's David Gozrale. David HaMelech was Gozrale. And Yichud with a Nochris, that was a later Gzera de Rabbonu. The days of Bisham and Bisil. But Yichud with an Erva, that's the Gemara, seems to say that that's an Issa Derayis. So Tosfos says to Tosfos Dima Maschal Nida, how did the Gemara know that it's permissible to be Misyachid with Ishta Nida? Maybe every time a married couple are also to be together, maybe they're not allowed to stay in the same apartment. Maybe they have to have different apartments. It would be make life a little impossible. But how did the Gemara know that that was true? So the Gemara Sanhedrin learns it out from a pasuk. It says on the side to look in Tosfos Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara Sanhedrin says Hatorah Hiida Al Klal Yisrael. It says in Shir Hashirim Suga Bashoshanim Siog is a fence. So Shoshana is a red flower. So Suga Bashoshana means if the woman tells her husband that she had a Riyaz Dam, a red Riyaz Dam, she's a Nido, so that serves like a fence, and the husband will not be Baaleh. The Jewish people can be trusted. There's no Issa Yichud by Yishtay Nido. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. But Tosfos is bothered. What? A Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim is not written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir Hashirim is written by Ruach HaKadosh. How can you have a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim to be Matir? And Issa Daraisa that says in Chumash. So Tosfos explains, both here and in Sanhedrin, the same Tosfos, that the Chachamim understood, even with that, you don't need the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Pasuk in Hashirim is just describing the Jewish people that you can trust them, that they won't violate the Issa Nida, even if they'll have Yichud with their wives. But the svare was davki yichud darais den lahet to dumi de beni mimo. The original pasuk says ki sischa chicha beni mecha. If a person will, if a man will try to convince his mother to worship Avodah Zarah, so how's he going to convince her in front of a whole bunch of people? So they're going to stone him. They're going to shoot him. So he's going to do it baseser. So the Gemara understands how can it be baseser, but isn't there an isa yichud? So the answer is bein with the mother. There's no isa yichud. The pasuk pshat in the pasuk, it's not talking that his son is trying to convince his mother to worship Avodah Zarah. How does the pasuk read? Kisischa chicha beni mecha, your brother is going to try to, a man is trying to convince another man, he's my half brother. Kisischa chicha beni mecha, we have the same mother, we don't have the same father. So the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is, if one man tries to convince another man to worship Avodah Zarah, baseser, there's no one else in the room. He's not going to try to convince him in public. Someone's going to scream. Someone's going to get angry. Why is he trying to get everybody to worship Avodah Zarah? So he's going to do it baseser. So the Gemara somehow saw in that pasuk, that's the question, is this only an asmachta? That's how the Rambam seems to imply. That yichud is only midirabbanan, and the whole drasha from the pasuk is only an asmachta. And the Gemara sounds like it's not so. The Gemara says that yichud arais is the raisa. The Gemara somehow saw in this pasuk a mashmoes that the son is trying to convince the mother to worship Avodah Zarah, and he convinces her baseser. How did the mother ever get into such a situation? What happened to the isa yichud? The answer is that a son with a mother does not isa yichud because there's no yetzahara.
So the implication is because there's no yichud son vis-a-vis the mother, there's yichud with other people.
Other arayas, that's the implication.
And that's the darasa.
That's the drasha. So the Rambam holds that drasha is only an asmachta. It's a pshetl. And the other Rishonim understand the Gemara Kipshuta, that it's a real drasha Gemara Deraisa.
There's a Bach in Megillas Brus that says, until they came back from Bavel, there was an Issa Yichud with a mother also.
Oh, you say?
He said about when they were the Yitzhar Darayas, he says this is why Machlam Chilion had to go marry Shixus, because there was an Issa Yichud, which was a Deraisa with the mother, so they had. They wanted to
wow, quite an interpretation. Okay. The pashas is assumed not so. So the pasuk implies that son with a mother there's no yichud. Who would deny a son with a grandmother, or a father with a daughter, a father with a granddaughter? There's no isa yichud. How come by a father with a daughter, a father with a granddaughter? How come there's no isa yichud? The answer is there's no yetzahar over there. So that's how the chacham hamagishatz. That if it's a husband with a wife and the woman is a nido, so there's not as much yetzahara because he knows she's going to go to mikveh later on. Ultimately, she's going to go to mikveh, so there's no yetzahara. That's how Tosis explains. The Gemara has a din in the beginning of Sukkos. Let's say a chas and kala get married, and before bir rishayna, the kala becomes a nido. Or let's say the chuppah was a chuppas nido. So then the Gemara says there is an issa yichud. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Is that a din d'arais or is that only a din midrabban? So the Ravid and the Balei HaNefesh, the Ravid writes that's only a din midrabban. And it doesn't even correspond to the laws of Yichud. The Ravid says that the Chos and Kala, Koidem, Bir Rishonim, they're not allowed to have Yichud together. He says it's only Balayla when they're going to sleep. Bayom, if they're not going, it's not bedtime, there's no Issa Yichud at all. And Balayla, when there is an Issa Yichud, you need a double shmirah. We need a double shmirah to remove the iser. It doesn't correspond living a debt to yichud. On the one hand, it's more kal by yom. There's no iser yichud only when they're going to sleep. And balayla, you need more to remove the iser yichud. It's not enough another man in the room. You need he should sleep a double shmirah. He should have hu yoshem ben anoshim, ishti yisheni ben anoshim. And from the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. A few achreinim understand the simple reading of the Rambam sounds like he said that that's a yichud deraisa. Ishta nida koydim birishayna. There's a tremendous yetzahara. He just got married to the girl; they were never together yet. So then there's a strong yetzahara. So that would be an issa yichud deraisa. After birishayna, then it's mutter. Then the chacham hamagishatz there's less yetzahara because pas pesala. He knows that she's going to go to mikveh in a few days. She'll be Tahara, she'll be Mataris Levina.
Was it wrong, Michael, or something with
the Yichud after Chuppas Nida? Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik had a Hairoa from his father, I think, that most people do not follow. The Rambam's opinion is you say Bichas Nisuin at the wedding. You say Bichas Harrison, and then you give the ring. Hariyat Mekudesh, so you give the ring. Then you say Bichas Nisuin, so you got to do the Nisuin. Harrison is that the marriage is an Eshes Yishaloi B'Beis Abal. And Nisuin makes her into an Eshes Yish B'Beis Abal. So how exactly do you accomplish Nisuin? So there are different opinions. So one opinion is he's standing under the canopy. One opinion is that he puts on the badekin. One sheet is the badekin. And one opinion is yichud. So it says in the Magen Avraham that we're choshish for the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is that it's yichud, so we're choshish for the Rambam. So right after the chuppah, immediately they should go to the yichud room. They shouldn't waste any time, because it just said the bichas nisuin, and you shouldn't be mafsik. A lot of times they dance so much it takes an hour till they get to the yichud room. So it says in the Maharil that umeritzim is achasim is hakala lecheder ayichud. You rush the chasim kala to the cheder ayichud. Magen Avraham says why? Just like a bracha is always immediately before you do a mitzvah. So that's a bichas hamitzvah when you say asher kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav tzivanu. Here you say the sheva brachas is bichas nisuin, but you're not really saying asher kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav tzivanu. It's not a bichas hamitzvah, but it's a little bit similar to it. So the Magen Avraham says that the bichas nisuin should be immediately before the nisuin. So b'choshish for the Rambam's opinion, so you should have the yichud immediately afterwards. So the shaila is, but if she's the kala is a nida, so how can you have the yichud afterwards? So many gadolim say you don't have yichud. You have someone else in the room. You don't have yichud. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, his family tradition is it's better to rely on the ravid. They're not going to sleep now in the yichud room. They're going to come out in a few minutes to dance to the whole wedding. All the guests are there to dance. So that, even though it's nighttime, that's called yichud bayom. Yichud balayla means if they, when they're going to sleep. Yichud bayom means when they're not going to sleep. So his family tradition was that it's better to have the yichud relying on the Ravid shita in order to satisfy the Rambam shita. Yeah, the Rambam holds chuppas nidus b'chol no good. Yeah. So how exactly are you satisfying? That's what the students didn't understand exactly this psak. But that's what he did. Most people do not follow that opinion. Most people don't permit the yichud. Just last week, I attended a Sfardish wedding. So the chassan is a Sfardi from the kollel, from the yeshiva. So he follows Chacham Avadya on everything. So Chacham Avadya has a whole concern. He says if you're gonna have the yichud, they don't hold from standing under the canopy, and they don't hold from the badekin. That's all from the Balei HaTesis. They hold that it's the yichud when you have yichud. So, but if the girl's going to have yichud with the chassan right after the chuppah, then she has to cover her hair. She has to wear a sheitel. The girl doesn't want to wear a sheitel now. So Chacham Avadya recommends you shouldn't have yichud till 6 hours later. After the whole dinner is all over, and then they're going to go home, then have the yichud then. So what do you say, the brichas nisuin 6 hours before you're going to have the nisuin? The nisuin's going to be way later. So he gives some kind of a teretz on that. Why it's not shver? He fumbles a little bit. He fudges a little bit over there. It's not such a gevaldige teretz. So I told the boy who got married, he has to tell all that. He wanted to be mechab a different rabbanim to say the brachas under the chuppah, brachas nisuin. So it's a kula. They're saying, they're following Chacham Avadya. They're saying brachas nisuin al shem hosid. Many rabbanim will not be happy with that. So I told him, better tell the rabbanim in advance. So they'll have a brayer whether they want to take the kibbutz or not. Because it's questionable whether that practice is proper. Chacham Avadya holds like that. You say the brachas nisuin now, and it's not going to have the nisuin until 6 hours later, after the whole dinner, after the whole benching is all over. Then they go home, then they're going to have the yichud. Most told, you got to do the yichud right now. How come the girl doesn't cover her hair? So Rav Moshe holds that Mikra Din, the kala is only a married woman, is only obligated to cover her hair after they had Biri Shayna. Before Biri Shayna, not Mukhiv to cover your hair. So that's what everybody else relies on. See, here the Gemara has a comment on the Mishnah. The Machlekes, the Tanakama Rav Yehuda, is whether there's an Issa Yichud by Ishtai Saita, Saita Safik. So the Tanakama says there's no Issa Yichud. Tanakama holds there is an Issa Yichud. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bala Namanala. So if there's an Issa Yichud, so why do you need another two men to take off the Issa Yichud? If it's one more man, that should take off the Yichud. What do you need? Moshe Malo, Shnei Tamina Chachamim, Shema Yavala, give one Tamachachim. Why does it have to be a Tamachachim? You need a Tamachachim. What's wrong about the bus? So the Gemara asks, Trey Be'iyu, two Tamir Chachamim plus the husband, Hotlos adds up to three. What do you need three people? Two people is enough to take off Yichud. Lema Masai Leila Rab. Should I say that this Mishnah supports Rab's opinion? Rab, in the end of Kiddushin, the end of Masach's Kiddushin, Gemara has all the dinim of Yichud. So Rab says, Rab Yuda, the student of Rab, says in the name of Rab, Loshan Ola Beir. Mishnah that says that if you have two men and one woman, there's no Issa Yichud. That's only if the people are in a house at home, in the city. Avo Baderech, but if they're traveling on a road, you're going to have two men and one woman. So he tainis, let's say it's going to be a deserted road. There's nobody else traveling on the road. Let's say a boy takes a girl to the beach, and there's no one else there. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning. There's no one else there. Even though it's not inside a house, it's also an Issa Yichud. If no one else is there, there's no Issa Yichud if you're in a public location. Either Mamish in Times Square, the people roaming around, or if you sit in a hotel lobby, just like you walked in. Let's say there's nobody else there in the hotel. Just like you walked in, other people can also walk in from the street. So that's Pesach Pasuch L'Shus Harab. There's no Issa Yichud. But let's say you're sitting on a deserted beach. There's nobody else there. Even though it's in public and you're not inside a house, not inside a room, it's also a violation of Yichud. So how do you take off the Issa Yichud? So if it's in the city, you have to have two men. If it's Baderech, they're traveling on the road, then it's not enough. Rav, says the Chiddush, it's not enough two men. Baderech Adika Shlosha, you have to have three men. Why? Shemi, it's Tarchecha Mehem Linikova. What if one of them has to go to the bathroom? So there is no toilet over there. If you're here in the city, in a house, so there's going to be some arrangement. There's going to be an outhouse somewhere. There's going to be a toilet somewhere in the building, next building, in the front yard, the backyard. There's going to be a toilet somewhere. But if it's Baderech and someone has to Nitzrach Lenikovov, he's going to have to walk far away. He doesn't want to be next to the people who are going with him. Shemis Tarchechemem Lenikovov, then there'll only be one man with the woman. So the one man is going to be with the woman will be a violation of Yichud. So if you have three men with one woman, so even if one has to go to the Beis HaShimush, there'll be two men with the women. So the Gemara says, should I say that this Mishnah sounds like it supports Rav, which is a Chiddush, because Rav said it as an original Chiddush, as if it doesn't appear anywhere in the Mishnayos. The Gemara says, here it's a Beferish and Mishnah. Everything more loy? Not necessarily so. Could be. You can ding such with Rav. Oh, in a time of, maybe the reason why you send two instead of one, Kech de Levo Alei Sahadi. Maybe we want the two to serve as Edim. What do you need Edim for? In case the husband will be Boal Ishto, then they'll come to the Beis HaMikdash and they'll say he wants to have his wife drink the Maim HaMarim. So if you only have one person says he was Boal Ishto, and the miracle doesn't apply. The Haftoche, that a nes will occur, then when she drinks the Maim HaMarim, this will be Mevari, whether Zins or Loi Zins, and the miracle was only promised. Veniku Ish Meyoven, if the Baal is Menuka Meyoven, if he wasn't Boal Ishto, after the Kinu Yastir. So for this, the Gemara sounds like you have to have two witnesses. If the husband is going to deny it, husband and wife will deny it. They say he was not Boal Ishto after she became a Saita Safek. So the Gemara sounds like it says you'll need two witnesses to testify that he was Boal Ishto, and therefore we cannot give him the Maim HaMarim.
But why does Hashem need two witnesses? I mean, Hashem is the one who's going to decide whether the waters will work or they won't work. So he knows without...
Hashem will decide, but the Kohanim have to know how they function. Should the husband comes with the wife to the Beis HaMikdash with two sets of Edom. One set of Edom, or he already brings a ksav from the local Bezin. Let's say he lives far away, he lives in Kiryat Shmona, very far away from Yerushalayim. He has to schlep the two Edom on the Kino and two Edom on the Stira. So he probably doesn't have to. The two Edom will testify in the local Bezin. Malicha le Bezin Shebos Amokin. The two Edom, they all live in a little village. So the Edom will testify in front of Bezin that he did Kinoi. Then another two Edom testify that she did stira. So the Bezin in the local area will write a document to whom it may concern, or they'll write a letter to the Bezin al-Gadol Sheb Yerushalayim. We were mekabeladus on the Kido, mekabeladus on the stira, and go ahead and give her the Maim HaMarim. So the husband comes to Yerushalayim with the document, or he comes with schleps the four Edom with him, one way or the other. And then the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash want to give her the Maim HaMarim. So then someone says, wait a minute, the miracle is not going to work because the husband was Baal out.
Who's the someone?
Oh, so it's one of the people who was there on the highway. So the Gemara implies you have to have two someones. It's not enough one someone. This is like a Dovish of the Yervo. Eidechud is going to say the husband was Baal out, he's Eino Neman. If the husband admits that he was Baal out, the husband and the wife admit, so the jig is up. So not, you don't need any witnesses. But if the husband and the wife will both insist he was not Baal out, and then you're going to have outsiders testifying that he was Baal Leha. So the Gemara says, for that, lo, you have to have the Hevelek Tasaadi, you have to have two witnesses to testify that he was Baal Leha, not to determine whether Rabbanu Shalom is going to do the miracle or not. If he's Baal Leha, the miracle is not going to work. No, they have to have two Edim to tell the Kohanim that they shouldn't give him the Maimam Arm. Kohanim don't know what happened. So the husband comes with the two Edim on the Kina, two Edim on the Stira, or he comes with a document from the local Bezdin that they were Mekabel Edim on the Kina and the Stira, and they're about to give him the Maimam Arm. And then they ask the husband, did you violate the din? Were you Baal Leha? He says, no. Scouts on her, no. And she says, no. And then, so the Kohanim are about to give him the Maimam Arm. Then someone pipes up and he says, not true. I was with him on the highway. And he was Baal Leha. We were traveling together, and the husband was Baal Ishtoi. So Gemara says, you'll need two Edim that the Bezdin and Yerushalayim should know, that Kohanim should know, not to give it the Maimam Arim. It's not a question for the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a question for the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. Should they give it the Maimam Arim or not? So for that, you need two Edim to say that not. Then the Gemara asks the question, two Edim have to be Tamir HaChamim, Epsandu Din. Witnesses to testify whatever happened. Well, Baal Leha, lo Baal Leha. It can be Balabatim also. You need dafke tamid chachamim, and you have plain balabatim is not acceptable. Why is that? What kind of a din is that to remove the isa yichud? It's only permissible if you have two men who are tamid chachamim, or baderech three men who are tamid chachamim. So life is impossible. We assume you have normal people. Takes off the isa yichud. You know, there aren't so many tamid chachamim around in the world. Years ago, in the days of the Nadi Bihuda, there's such an institution as Hetam Meir Rabbanim. There's a Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, there are many Charamim de Rabbeinu Gershom, but one of them is, one of the more famous ones is that a husband is not allowed to marry a second wife. Also, Lisa Isha Alishta, not allowed to marry another wife. He has to give a get to the first wife, then he's allowed to marry the second wife. But what happens if the first wife is just institutionalized? She's a meshuga, she's senile, she's Alzheimer's, she doesn't know what's going on. So he can't give her a get. So he can't, the husband is stuck. Let's say the wife is a young woman, the husband is young. He wants to remarry. So we have an institution of a hetamei rabban. So what you have is that three rabbanim investigate the case, and they decide whether they think that there's cause to permit the husband to marry another wife. And then they write up a whole case history, and they sign it. The three rabbanim sign on the bottom. And then you get another additional 96 Rabbanim, Megimel Medinas, in three different countries. Each country has a different perspective on life. Over here, let's say in New York, in New England, you have one perspective on life. In sunny Florida, they have a different perspective on life. And in California, they have a different perspective on life. So if you have 96 Rabbanim from three different parts of the United States, that's called Megimel Medinas. That's what they used to do years ago. Different sections in Spain were considered Gimel Medina, three different Medinas. So that's the institution of Hetamei Rabbanim. So the Nadi Bihuda wrote in a famous psak and a tshuva, you don't need Rabbanim. Nadi Bihuda was the Rav in Prague, so he was the Rav HaKoilel of the whole city. There were a lot of shuls, he was the Rav of the whole city, and he was Teifas Yeshiva. He had Yeshiva, he gave shurim all the time. So he says, you don't need 100 Rabbanim Teifas Yeshiva, chief rabbi of a whole city with 15 shuls and Agantzi Yeshiva. 100 Tamir HaChamim is also good enough. So as the years went by, so they all said jokingly, when the Nadi Bihuda said it, he meant it as a kula. You don't need 100 Rabbanim, it's good enough if you have 100 Tamir HaChamim. That turned out to be a chumrah. 100 Rabbanim is very easy to find today. Where are you going to find 100 Tamir HaChamim? It's very hard to find 100 Tamir HaChamim. So that's what the Gemara asks over here. To take off the Yisra Yichud, you have to have two or three Tamir HaChamim. Psanayah din. Tamir HaChamim and Kuli Al-Mala, normal Balabas, no. Well, what kind of din is that? So, should I say that this line in the Mishnah, Leimah Mesai Leilehirach Rav, should I say that this line in the Mishnah supports the other statement that Rav said? That Rav also, in the end of Kiddushin, when the Emor goes to all the dinim of Yichud, so Rav has another statement there, Dom Rav Yurim Rav, Lo Shano Elok Sherim. If you have two men and a woman, there's no Issa Yichud. That's only if they're religious people. They're known to be religious people. They're careful about what they do. Aval Prutzim, let's say that people, we know that they're always fooling around with women all the time. So it doesn't help. Afilo Asara Namilo, even if you have 10 men, if they're Prutzim Barayas, if they're not so medactic in this area, sometimes you have someone not so medactic in davening, but it's very medactic not to start up with women. Okay, that's here it means Ksherim versus Prutzim. It doesn't mean Ksherim that they sit and learn, doesn't help. They're people who learn and they run around with women. that people who don't learn and they're careful, they're not running around with women. So Rav said, this din, if you have two men, there's no isa yichud. If you have three men balayla, there's no isa yichud. That's only if the men aksher. We know that they're careful in this area, in this area of halacha. Aval prutzim, even if you have 10 people, nami lo, it doesn't help. There's still going to be an isa yichud. And he tells over a story. Maisa hayah, once upon a time it happened. Vahotziyuha asara b'mito, 10 men took a woman out to the cemetery, making believe that she was dead, and they're going to bury her. And then they were mizana with her. All 10 were mizana with the woman. The whole thing was an act in order to have an affair with the woman. So the Gemara says, should I say that the fact that the Mishnah says that the local Bezdin should see to it that the husband shouldn't violate Yichud on his way traveling to Yerushalayim? So they send along two Talmid Chachamim. Maybe that's what it means. Talmid Chacham doesn't mean learners. It means people who are not Prutzim Barais. It means Ksherim. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily so. Loi, it doesn't necessarily, that's not necessarily what the Mishnah means by mentioning Shnei Talmid Chacham. Maybe the reason why you have Shnei Talmid Chacham, they have to be learned, they should be knowledgeable to tell, not everybody knows the Pasuk and Chumash, the Drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh, V'niko Ho'ish Me'ovain, that the miracle will only occur if the husband was like Bo'al Ishtoi. So the Gemara says, maybe Hocha, Hainu Taimah, the reason why the Mishnah insists on Talmid Chacham is not because you need Ksherim. Maybe you don't have to follow Rab's suggestion. Maybe the Yadi Lasribe, you need two Talmid Chachamim who know the tradition of the Torah Shebaal Peh, that know how to warn the husband. Make sure you're not Bo'al Ishtecha, because then the miracle won't happen. It won't be Menuchah Me'oven. So the Gemara says the two dinim, we accept the two dinim that Rab said, but you can't really prove it from this Mishnah. And I was wondering, why did Rab say it as if he discovered America? As if he came up with the new chidushim, with these two chidushim. The two chidushim are Mefurish and the Mishnah. It says you need two people, and it says the two people have to be Talmid Chachamim. So don't you see that Baderech you need three men, and they have to be Ksherim, they can't be Putz. And Rav said, no, from our Mishnah you can't really tell Rav's din. Rav developed the din on his own. He didn't see it in the Mishnah. There's a different reason for the Mishnah.
Hasra al-Pishnayi is what they say
here. Yeah, yeah.
But this is a different sort of Hasra, because it's not Hasra
because of Lot. Right, it's not a Hasra to give a punishment later on. Hasra, usually need Hasra to give Malkus on Misa. Here we're not interested. There isn't going to be any Malkus here. It's only an Isa Raseh. Yeah.
That's by the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before he does the Avoda. In Yom Kippur, they have a Talmid Chachamim teaching halachas. It's the same concept. It's to...
Yeah, to familiarize him, yeah. Sure. The Gemara said because in the Vaisheni, a lot of the Kohen Gadol were not learned at all.
They bought the position.
So they had Talmid Chacham. And the Avodah, all year long, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. It's just a position of covet. But on Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Gadol Leikuva. So they had to make sure that he knows the halachas. So now the Gemara is going to go into the actual Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah. Is there an Issa Yichud? Is there not an Issa Yichud? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no Issa Yichud, just like by Nida. They're married, there's no Issa Yichud. So here by Saita Safik, there's no Issa Yichud. Tanya, we have a Braisa Tosefta. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Baila Neman Allah, Mikal V'chaymer. I know based on a Kal V'chaymer that there's no Issa Yichud. What's the Kal V'chaymer? This is given, that's the question, how is this given, that by Yishta Nida, there's no Issa Yichud? Well, they knew for centuries. From Maimon Hasin until the days of Rabbi Yehuda, it was a few centuries, and they knew that the husbands didn't go sleep in a different apartment when the wife had to go to mikveh. So this is given, whether the pasuk in Shir HaShirim is the pasuk, is the makas suga b'shoshanim, or they had an oral tradition, whatever it is, that's given. Baila neman ala mikal v'chaim, ma nida shehi b'koris. Isa nida is much more chomer than Isa saita safi. By nida this an Isa koris. Nonetheless, baila neman aleho, there's no Issa Yichud. We trust the husband is not going to be Baal Ishto. So, Soita Shehi Balav, it's not exactly so. Right. A Soita Vadai is Balav. But this is not a Soita Vadai. This is only a Soita Sofi. Yeah, this is only a Soita Sofi. It's only an Asay.
The worst means that the worst possible.
Right. Could be Alav. So, Lakoshkein, they're married. So, he says, since they're married and it's going to be Pas Pesala later, so there's no Issa Yichud. V'rabbanon, and the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say there is an Issa Yichud. So they say, no, he hanasenes. The argument that you just gave, that's exactly the reason why you're wrong. Nida de kares chamirale. Nida has an Issa kares, it's an Issa deraisa with kares. So that's chomer. So the husband knows he better not start up with his wife. He'll wait till she goes to mikveh or mehemen. So we trust him. Soita de lav, it's only an essay. The worst it could be is a lav, and it's a soita vaday. Loi chamirelei, v'loi mehemen. So the rabbanon argue that there should be an isa yichud. The whole idea of the isa yichud is when is there a chashasha yavol, when not. So the more chomer the isa is, we're talking about religious people. So the less chance there is that he's going to violate. Freg de Gemara, is that the source of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that there's no isa yichud based on a kalvachaimer from soita? Rabbi Yehuda mi kalvachaimer maisi lo. Is that the way he arrived at his shita? Rabbi Yehuda mi kroy maisi lo. No. Rabbi Yehuda learns enough from a pasuk and chumash, not based on a kalvachaimer from Nida. The Tanya, we have a perish ebraisa that reads as follows. Vevi hu isha sishtoi el hakoyen. The husband brings his wife to the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. It sounds like there's nobody else going with him. He drives to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a two-day drive, or he's going on a horse and a wagon, and he's going with his wife. There's nobody else there. It doesn't say you have other people there on the wagon. Maybe she's ishtay la kohen min haTorah huish. Maybe a ishtay min deraisa. There's no isa yichud. Aval amar chacham. This is the Tanakhama. This is not Rabbi Yehuda. Aval amar chacham. But the rabbanon they threw in a chumre. And they said, the isa yichud is only midir rabban. Tanakama holds ben atar. There's no isa yichud midir rabban. There is an isa yichud. Rabbi Yosi says it's not based on a pasuk. I don't see any pasuk. Where do you see that there's nobody else there? But he says based on a kalvachaimer. Rabbi Yosi says it, not Rabbi Yehuda. What's the kalvachaimer? Like we just said, quoting the Tosef that the Rabbi Yehuda said it. Now they quote the Rabbi Yosi said it. Ma nida she bekoreis, nida zanisa chama miot. Baila naman aleo. So soita she bala, much less. There is no chorus like Koshken. Certainly there's no isa yichud. Amulai, so the other chachamim disagreed. So before the braisa, the Tosefta quoted, he on a senis. That's exactly the reason where you can distinguish in the opposite direction. Nida so chamer, so he's not going to violate the isa. And this isa is only an isa asay, and many people never even heard of this. This iser, that vinitmo, an iser essay to her own husband. If she's a soita vaday, okay, you establish she's a soita, that the people know the husband is not allowed to live with his wife. But a soita suffix, nothing has been established yet. It's just a chashad. So before, that's what the chachamim responded. Now, they respond the way everybody else argued. Amrloi said, they said to him, Loi, amamarta bi nidish kein shlaheter. By Nida, we know ultimately she's going to go to mikveh. Another day she's going to go to mikveh. So then he doesn't have such a big yetzahara to violate the Yisr. Toimer besoit, Tushen Laheta, Verzokt that she's going to survive. Maybe it'll turn out that she's Asura. So right now she's Asura al Baila. And you can't say Yesh Lepas Besalo, he's not going to have a desire to violate the Din. What do you mean? He has no Pas Besalo. Who says that she's going to survive? And he's going to get sick right away and he'll know he's not allowed to live with him. The Oymer, and the Pasuk says, Maim Genuvam Yimtoku. That's human psychology. The grass is always greener on the other side. So the husband may have a greater desire to be with his wife when she's Asura Alav than when she's Muteris. That's what it means. Maim Genuvam Yimtoku means the stolen water tastes sweeter than the water. Yenim cigarette is always tastier than my cigarette. So Rabbi Yossi says, so the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Amalot, the Rabbanah disagree with Rabbi Yossi. They said there is an Issa Yichud. Then the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda says, Min haTorah hu ish mevi asishta la kohen shenemra vehevi ish asishta. It's a pasuk in Chumash that says that the husband is nemra. So Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as saying that there's no Issa Yichud based on a pasuk in Chumash. In the previous Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda was quoted as making this Kavachaymer that's attributed to Rabbi Yossi. So it's a contradiction. Which source did Rabbi Yehuda give for his shita? And for the Gemara, there was a development over here. So the Gemara, originally, Amar lehu kalvachaymer bereisha. First, Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Chachamim. He said, a kalvachaymer from a nida, yishta nida, there's no isa yichud. Uparchua. Then they made a pircha against the kalvachaymer. Either the pircha that appeared in the original brisa, that he hanosenes, maybe it's mochamer, he'll be careful. Or the pircha that appears over here, who says it's going to be pas besala, she may not survive. And after they slugged up the kalvachaimer with their pircha, b'hadar amal hukra, And then he said, okay, forget about the Kavachaymer. I see from the Mashmos of the Pasuk, there's nobody else there when he's traveling. So you see, there's no Isayich. Okay, so that's the Machleg Zabir in the Rabbah. Then the Gemara wants to know, the second Brisa quotes Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So the first Tana and the last Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, said exactly the same thing. That is based on a Pasuk, the Hebi Huisha is Ishtai, that there's no Issa Yichud. And Rabbi Yossi says it based on a Kavachaymah that there's no Issa Yichud. So the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Yehuda Haina Tana Kama. What does the Brisa quote? Two Tanaim that said the exact same thing, based on the Pasuk. You see that there's no Issa Yichud. Everything more, no, there's a major difference. Ikad Benai, the difference between the Tana Kama and this second Brisa, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Ikad Benai, the difference is Aval Omru. Tana Kama says that Min HaTorah there's no Issa Yichud, Shenemar, Behevihi Shesishtai. You don't need anybody else. Aval Omru Chachamim, there is an Issa Yichud. Rabbi Yehuda leaves it at that. He says, Min HaTorah is no Issa Yichud, period. There's no Chumra Midi Rabban. So bottom line, that's the Machlekes HaTanoim. And we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Chachamim, that there is an Issa Yichud. So that's what we mentioned last week and 2 weeks ago. Is there an Issa Yichud Min HaTorah, let's say, by a claim with a Grusha? The Grusha is going to be a Pnuya. So there's going to be an Issa Yichud Midi Rabbanon. Dovan HaMelech was Gezan Yichud Pnuya. But let's say before the days of David HaMelech, I just want to know, is there an Issa Yichud Deraisa, or is only an Issa Yichud Derabbanan? What's the difference? Religious Jews observe Dinam Derabbanan the same as Dinam Deraisa. Sometimes there'll be a Shaila in Hilchas Yichud, so if it's Yichud Deraisa, you say Safik Deraisa Lechumra, and if it's an Issa Yichud, that's only Derabbanan, you say Safik Derabbanan Lekula. The Poskama sometimes make on Yichud Pnuya, and Yichud Eshesish is Deraisa, so they wouldn't be Mekel. So the Shaila is, let's say, a Koyin with a Grusha, a Yisrael with a Mamzeris, and she's a Pnuya. So is that an Issa Yichud Deraisa, or is that the Rabbanim? The Issa Yichud Deraisa only applies to Chai B'Krisis, which are called Arayas, Yichud Arayas. The Loshon HaGemara, Tosis in the third Tosis on the top, Dima Mascha Nida, Tosis quotes the Loshon HaGemara from Abu Dazar, Daf Lamed Vav. Yichud Arayas Deraisa. Arayas usually means Chai B'Krisis. According to Begrusha, Yisrael and Mamzeris, there's no Yehorik Vayavar, that's not Gilya Arayas, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So maybe there's no Issa Yichud, maybe Yichud Deraisa is only with Arayas, with Chai B'Krisis. So I mentioned 2 weeks ago, last week, that's a Machloikis and the commentaries on the bottom of the page in the tour. Our Gemara is talking about Sota. Sota, there's no Karis either. So the Prisha on the bottom of the tour says, when this Gemara is Araya, that there's an Issa Yichud Deraisa, even on Chai B'Lavin. Yichud Arayas is Lavdavke, the usage of the word Arayas, Lavdavke. Even Yichud with a Chai B'Lavin is also an Issa Deraisa. And others disagree, and they say, no, only Yichud Arayas is Deraisa. Yichud with Chai B'Lavin is only David Gozer Aleim, that's like Yichud Penuya. And Soita Labayla is compared, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Soita Labayla Tumak Siv Bok Arai. Since it says Benitmo, that's a Loshon that usually says, Al Titama B'Cholayla Ki B'Cholayla Nitmo Goy Mashal Lefnechem. In Parsha Sachari Mois Kedoshim, when it lists off all the prohibited marriages, the list of Gilya Arayas, so the Loshon Tumah appears there. So maybe over here by Soita Labailas, Tumah Ksiv Bok Arayas, maybe that's why the Tanoim hold that there's an Issa Yichud, the Raisa, the Rabbana, whatever it happens to be. But by Chai B'Lavin, maybe it's only the Rabbana. Maybe there's no Issa Yichud, the Raisa. Then the Mishnah continues. He went to the local Bezin, and they had the Edus on the Kino, the Edus on the Stira. You get the impression the Edom are not traveling to Yerushalayim, just the husband and the wife in the two Talmid HaChamim. Otherwise, why do you need two Talmid HaChamim? You have four Edom traveling with them. The Gemara finally came to the explanation, you need Talmid HaChamim who know the tradition of the Torah Shebaal Peh to warn him, to be Masrahim, that he shouldn't be Bala, the miracle won't work. But before the Gemara knew that, the Gemara thought you need two Talmid HaChamim to take off the Issa Yichud. So don't you have the four Edim? The two Edim on the Kid, the two Edim on the Steer. So it sounds like they go...
So we won't have to send that to experts. The Edim themselves are Talmid HaChamim.
Okay, then you won't have to send other Talmid HaChamim, yeah? So the Pashtus is that the Edim on the Kina, the Edim on the Stira, they give their Haggadah Seidus in front of the local Bezin, and Bezin writes a Ksav. This is to ascertain, we are Mekabel Edushayim. The husband takes the Ksav to Yerushalayim, to the Kahanim, in the Beis HaMikdosh. They can write a Ksav, they are Mekabel Edus.
If the husband's a Chofer?
if the husband is a chaver,
you need
people to take off the Issa Yichud, and they have to be ksherim, but they don't have to be Tamid HaChachamim. It shouldn't be proofs and barais, but they won't have to be Tamil Chacham if he knows the dinim. So there's no need to be Tamil Chacham.
And I'm going to apply to Rabbanim also.
Okay, yeah. But to take off the Issa Yichud, so you won't need Tamil Chacham. The only reason the Gemara came up that you need Tamil Chachamim, they should be able to tell him the miracle isn't going to work. So if he's a Tam Chacham of Eistalein, he knows the miracle won't work. If he knows Mishnah Issaita, he knows it won't work. So we already sent them on the way to Yerushalayim. They arrived. What do they do? They come to Yerushalayim. They come to the Beis Hamikdash. So then the Mishnah introduces a new story. Hoyimalamosa. They take this soita lebez nagadosh Yerushalayim. Where did they come from? So Gemara said that's learned that from a pasuk. That doesn't say in Chumash. What does it say in Chumash that you need bez nagadosh? That's what the Gemara asks on Amid Beis right after the Mishnah. Minohani mili. Where in the world does that come from? That you need the bez nagadosh. So the Gemara explains, Amar Abchia Bagamna, Amar Abi Yosef Rabchanina, it's a Gzereshava, Asya Torah Torah, Siv Hocha, by the Soito, it's on Zion on the base, right after the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, what is the Mokka that you need Bezna Gadol involved over here? Gemara says, the word Torah appears, Siv Hocha, by the Soito, Vasala Kainas Kala Torah Azais. Siv Hasam, by the Bezna Gadol, it says, Alpia Torah Sheyarucha, you should listen to the Psak of the Bezna Gadol. So Mal Halon B'Shim V'Yechad. The word Torah there has the connotation of the Bez Nagorol Shebi Yushalayim. Afkan here too B'Shim V'Yechad. He need the Bez Nagorol Shebi Yushalayim. What do they do? What do the Bez Nagorol do over here? So the Mishnah just says Omahayim Amalad. They give her a Musa Shmus. Mahayim Amalad. They tell her, look here, lady.
So all 71 give her the Musa Shmus, or just
one gives her the Musa Shmus? Probably in the presence of all 71. She should see all these rabbis with the long beards. So she's going to be scared. So they tell her, look here, if you're a mezane, you're going to die in Misa Mishuna. So we don't want you to die. So we're not going to give you the death penalty if you admit that you're guilty. We're not going to give you no Einish Misa. There was no Edim. There was no Hasra. So they have to give her a Musa Shmuas to frighten her that she shouldn't go through with her. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin describes when you have two witnesses come to testify that someone deserves the death penalty, so the Bezna of 23, you don't need a Bezna of 71 for plain din in the Foshes, you need a Bezna of 23. So the Bezna of 23 has to warn them in advance. Do you realize how serious this matter is? Hope you're not kidding around. You're going to kill a person, and you're going to have to kill him. Yad Ha'edim Tiyabar Rishayna. If he's guilty, don't think that we're going to kill him. And it's like you have a goy who's going to do it. You have a Shabbos goy. We're not going to do the work for you. You're going to have to kill him. And if we're going to catch you as liars, we're going to give you the death penalty. Are you sure you know what you're talking about? So just like we give a whole eum, just like we try to frighten the Edom Adin and the Foshes, that they shouldn't testify unless they know 100% what they're talking about. So to over here, we try to convince the woman, look here, if you're guilty, don't drink the Mai Maram, you're going to die. Then the Oimrim Law and the representatives of the Bezin tell her, look, sometimes people are tipsy, they get drunk, and they do Averis when they're drunk. So maybe you drank too much. Biti, they tell a young lady, Harbi Ayinoise, people get drunk and they do Averis. Harbi Schoikoise, people are kidding around, and they don't realize how serious an Averis is. Harbi Yaldasoise, people are young, and when they're young, they don't think they do Averis without thinking. A lot of times you have bad neighbors. So they try to convince her, Asi l'shmo ha-gadol, shenichta b'kdusha, what's going to happen is we're going to have you swear the shvuas ha-soito. You're going to have to swear that you're innocent. You didn't violate the Isra of Lysinov. We're going to have to write it down on a parchment, a piece of parchment. Then we're going to erase it in the water. So we're going to erase Shem Hashem. So that we tell a woman, do you want to erase Shem Hashem? Unnecessarily. If you're guilty, so admit that you're guilty. Asi, do for the sake of Shem Hashem, the Shmo HaGadol, for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudke Bavke, Shinich Begdusha, Shloi Moch HaLamayim, shouldn't be erased unnecessarily. If she says, I'm innocent, Hatpinish Kembrera. Okay, so the Baruch Shalom said, let them erase my name in order to bring Shalom Bais. But they try to convince her, if you're guilty, so don't allow such a terrible avera to happen. And then and then we tell the stories from the days of the Tanakh. We tell her, look, there's a famous tzaddik, he did an aver and he admitted he was guilty, another famous tzaddik from the days of Tanakh. These, she and her family are not such noted tzaddikim, let's say. They're not such a bekavadiga family. So it's really embarrassing. We tell her about famous tzaddikim who sinned, and they admitted their sins, and they were forgiven for their sins. So we're telling her, she's not at such a high level, but still we have to tell her. We tell her over the stories from Tanakh, the historical figures who sinned and they admitted. So if after the whole Iyum, if after they warn her and everything, if she admits that she did sin, that she was Mizana, so you don't give her the death penalty. In order to give Einish Misa, you have to have two kosher Eidim. A person admits on their own that he violated Lysin, if you don't give the death penalty, and even if you would believe her, but there was no Hasra. Rashi writes like that, I think. Rashi writes, you don't give the death penalty. Then in the Hereg is a funny Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says if she admits that she was Mizana, and in the Hereg is we don't give her the death penalty because there was no Hasra. What if she says there were Edom and they were Masra? You don't give her the death penalty either. Yeah, you have to have two kosher Edom. So that's what the Yeska and Rashi. Rashi says the reason why you don't give the death penalty because there was no Hasra. What if she'll say part of this, I admit that I was guilty and there was a Hasra? You still don't give the death penalty. The Barbanel on Chumash Epes writes on the Parsha Saita, he says if she admits it, then we give her the death penalty. Usually a person doesn't get the death penalty based on his own admission. So he says, but here is Kini Yastira. Here's Raglaim Ledover. So they said, all the Swarm say, they never heard of such a thing.
Rashi explains it. It's got to be B'shas Maiser. It's not Shas Maiser.
Yeah. No, let's say she'll admit that there was Hasra of B'shas Maiser. It's still not going to help. Ain't on the Mesa Matzmarosh. You have to have two kosher aid. So if she admits that she's Tameya, so we stop the music. We don't proceed. You don't have a drink to my Mamarim. She admitted already. And Shoveres says Ksubasu. She writes a Shover. A Shover means. Shaiva means something that breaks the karach of a ksuba. This is to ask, I admit that I sinned and I'm no longer entitled to ksubas. In case now it's going to be in all the newspapers that they brought the woman to the Beis HaMikdash and she admitted she was guilty, she couldn't drink to my mama. She'll wait another couple of years and then she'll come to the husband will give her a get now, not literally with his wife. So the wife will wait a couple of years, then she'll come with the ksuba that she got at her chasana 30 years earlier, and she'll say, I want to collect ksuba. It'll already be forgotten. Another 5 years, it'll be forgotten why they got divorced. So the husband has to hold on to the shaver. Shaver says, I'm not entitled. This is to ascertain. Either she signs it or she gets Adam to sign. This is to ascertain the wife is not entitled to the ksuba because she admitted that she was mezana tachas bayla. She ruined the marriage. That's what it means, shoveres ksubasa. She writes a ksuba to break the power. She writes a shaver, a receipt. A shaver is usually a receipt that says, this is to ascertain that I collected the whole full amount of money. So here it's a shaver that says, this is to ascertain, I'm not entitled to collect it because I was mezana, I ruined the marriage.
Keeps the shaver, the bezdin or the husband?
The husband has to hold on to the shaver. The husband has to hold on.
Why didn't he ask for the
ksuba
back?
So normally he does ask for the ksuba back. So the better would be to rip up the ksuba. Better is to rip up the ksuba. Let's say I come to you and I say, I lent you $100, pay up the money. You say, yes, you want to pay the money, I should give you back I should give you back the shtar. I have a shtar. So I say, I lost the shtar. So, and you admit that you owe me $100. So are you mechuyev to pay me back the $100 if I can produce the shtar? I can come next year. He admits that he owes the money. The shaila is, but if he's going to pay me the $100, is that called a tashlumen? He's mechuyev to make a tashlumen, a piron. Maybe it's not called a piron if he doesn't get rid of me. I can collect now, and then I'll wait another month. I'll wait a year and it'll be forgotten that I collected. I'll come up with the shtar.
That's why you write a receipt.
So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Can I make you pay? You admit that you owe the money. So you're prepared to pay, but you're afraid to pay. I may pull a fast one. Mm-hmm. I'll come next year when it'll already be forgotten that you paid already. And I'll say, never paid, and here's the shtar. So maybe you can tiny. You're an erlecha, you want to pay. But maybe that's not called a pirud. Maybe it's only called a pirud. I paid you the money in goodbye and good luck, and you won't be able to collect the second time. But if I never gave you the shtar, if I can produce Eidim who say they saw the shtar was burnt, and saw the shtar was ripped up, okay? So then, do we know the shtar is not around? I don't have the shtar. So then, if you admit that you owe the money, so you got to pay. But if you admit you owe the money and I can't prove what happened to the shtar, so that's a machlekes nemara, whether kais from shover and kais from shover. There is an opinion, you're not mechuyif to pay me, period. Even though you admit you owe the money, you're not mechuyif to pay, because you're not mechuyif to hold on to the shaver. You have to hold on a house full of documents, the oil of what? You're not mechuyif to hold on to a shaver. So that's a machlekes. But over here, hatmanish kembreira. The husband says, I don't want to pay the ksuba. So the husband says, give me the ksuba. She says, I don't have the ksuba. I don't know where it is. So what are you going to do? So you have no brayer. So the Gemara says, Abad kais from shaver. Better would be to destroy the ksuba. But if she says she can't find it, then you have second best is shaveris ksuba. So she writes a shaver. The yotze. So yotze means he has to give her a get. They're not allowed to remain living together. That's a isos. It's a soit avade.
Does Bezdin have an archive where they would keep records of cases, so it would be on file that so and so was found guilty or here in this situation she admitted and neither? She admitted that she was associated.
They should. The Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael keeps files. Whoever gets married in Eretz Yisrael, so they keep a file, they keep a copy of the Ksuba. But for many centuries they didn't.
They didn't do it.
No. All the Rabbanim, he used to do gittin, so the practice always was the husband gives his wife a get, and then they give the get back to the rabbi who is Musada the get.
Right.
Huh? And then they give her a document to ascertain that she was Nizgarsha. So the one who is Musada the get usually has cartons full of gittin, and then after he dies, so his children have no use for this, the grandchildren, so they throw it out in the garbage. Then a woman comes 60 years later, she says, Ashayla, whether she's a mamzeres, that her mother got divorced and she was born from the second husband. They say, who is Masada to get? Nobody knows. So if they would have all these files, if there, someone would save all of the, or make a microfilm copy or a Xerox copy, something, a copy of all the gittin, so we would know whether the woman was Nizgarsha properly or not. A lot of times we don't know whether the woman ever got a get. We know she had child from the second marriage. We don't know whether she ever got a get from the first marriage. So you have to go make yourself crazy. So it's a shud. It's a hefsid that all these gittin are lost. Well, the Rabbanim in America, after they all yelled to the Rabbanim, now go to the Rabbanim. After they died, the children always threw out all the gittin in the garbage. They didn't save them anymore. Okay, so she already went through the Musa Shmos from the Bez Nagodol. That's what Tosis, we mentioned it, Tosis. Tosis asked the Kasha, when was the Maim Hamorim discontinued? So the second Tosis on Amid Beis quotes. L'kamon Mem Zayin, it says Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai Hivsika. He discontinued the Maim Hamorim. The Gemara says why? Because there was so much preaches going on. The miracle of the Maim Hamorim only works if you live in a normal society where the people are not violating Lo Sinof. So then the miracle happens. But if everybody right and left, everybody's violating all the laws of Esh Hashish and everything, then the miracle was never promised. So Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai Hivsika. The Tosfos Frekta Akash, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, the Gemara relates, he was a chief rabbi for 40 years. Part of the 40 years was Bizman Abayis, part of the 40 years was after the Churban Abayis, because he made takonis, he made 10 takonis, 9 takonis. The Gemara lists off, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai made 9 takonis when he was chief rabbi, he and his bezin. And some of the takonis were made after the Churban Abayis. So the 40 years that he was the chief rabbi were not all Bifnei Abayis, some of them were after. The Bez Nagodol was discontinued 40 years before the Churban Abayis because they went into Golus, self-imposed Golus. Arboy Mishonah Karim Shechav Abayis, Golus of Sanhedrin, they left the Lishkas HaGozes and they went to a different location in Yerushalayim and then they went to other location. Went to Yavne, Usha, Shvaram, Tzipori, Tveria. They kept on floating around till the whole thing fell apart. And the Gemara says, Malamish HaMachim Garim, they only have the status of Bez Nagodol when they're in Lishkas HaGozes. So 40 years before the Churban Abayis, there was no Bez Nagodol. So why did they have to wait till Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai discontinued the Maim Hamorim once it's no longer Bez Nagodol? Part of this ceremony of the Soita is you have to take it to the Bez Nagodol and they have to give it a Musa Shmuz. So this should have been discontinued 40 years before the Churban Abayis when the Bez Nagodol was discontinued. And for Taisus, the whole need for the Bez Nagol is just to give Musar, Ma'aymim Aleha, and the whole Ma'aymim is not Lehikuva. You can have a Soita without a Bez Nagol. You don't need it. So the institution of Soita continued even after the Bez Nagol went into self-imposed exile, until Rabbi Chaman Zakkai discontinued it. That's what Taisus answers. The Bez Nagol is not Lehikuva because it's only for the purpose of Vium. That's the last four lines in that Taisus on Zayin Amid Beis, Malahalon. So it says, so therefore the Bez Nagol is not necessary. We mentioned that others give a different answer. Others say, once the Bez Nagol leaves the Lishkas HaGazis, they don't lose totally the status of Bez Nagol. They lose the Din of Bez Nagol of Benegir to Zokin Mamre, and Benegir to not being done Din in the Foshas. No Sanhedrin Tana anywhere in the world can be done any Din in the Foshas, because it's one big court system. The Bez Nagol of 71 and the Sanhedrin Tana of 23 is one big court system. So if the Bez Nagol doesn't have the full status, even by the Ger to Zokin Mamre, so the whole system collapses. But they still have the status of Bez Nagol. That's what the commentaries say must be the Rambam's opinion. Because the Rambam claims, both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Mishnah Torah, that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana is reserved only for the Bez Nagol. You don't need all 71. A Bezna of 3 can do Kiddush HaChodesh, but the 3 have to be authorized by the Bez Nagol. The Ramban disagrees in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says, no, when is a Bez Nagol? Kiddush HaChodesh is neged to Kantz Klal Yisrael. So that's not right. Any three rabbis of smicha are going to convene a bezin. They're going to decide when Rosh Chodesh should be. That's not right. It should be done under the auspices of the Bez Nagol. But he says if there is no Bez Nagol, you don't need a Bez Nagol. And the Rambam says not so. The Rambam quotes from the Mechilta, you need a Bez Nagol. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, that's impossible. The Rambam himself quotes from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Kiddush HaChodesh was done by the Bezin until the days of Abai V'Rava. Abai V'Rava was deep into the days of the Amoraim. That was a few centuries after the Churban Abayis. So 40 years before the Churban Abayis was given Ois Bez Nagol. So there was no more Kiddush HaChodesh Alpi Bezin from 40 years before the Churban Abayis. How can the Rambam quote a Gemara? The Rambam says, till the days of Abai V'Rava, it was during their lifetime that Hillel HaSheni was Kaveh, the Luach, in Eretz Yisrael. Abai V'Rava lived in Bavel. And their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael were the ones who established the Luach Kavua that we have. So that's what the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvah say, and the Kevin Ura has it on this daf also, on this Taisus Kasha. So they say the Rambam apparently thinks that Melamed Shamach and Gorim, after the Bez Nagol goes into exile, they're no longer in the Lishkas HaGozis, they don't lose their total status at Bez Nagol. Only Benegir to Din in the Foshes and Benegir to Zaken Mamre. But they still retain a Din of Bez Nagol. So that's why they could still have the Parsha Soito up until Rabbi Chaman Zakkai discontinued it. Until he discontinued it.
But we have the Gzeirah Shavah Torah.
Right.
So, you have Zaken Mamre. Zaken Mamre has to be in
the... Yeah, so that's what they say. They suggest you need a Bez Nagol, but not the full Bez Nagol who's needed for the Zaken Mamre. You learn it from that pasuk that happens to be in the middle of the parsha of Zaken Mamre, but Malamish Amok and Gorim, that Gzeres HaKosef is only on that part of the parsha is only on Zaken Mamre and on Din Nefoshes.
But Shaka, why did they have to discontinue the Maimon Marim because of Pritzas? If there is Pritzas, so the men and the women were Pritzim, so then the waters are not going to work. Hey, the husband is not even going to take the wife because he knows he's guilty himself. And if there's no pritzas, then we have this other. So why should only the women that became pritzas, but the men were fine?
No. The whole society was crumbling.
Right, Morris says. So the husband is not going to take. So the husband is guilty too.
Husband's an erlecha, but he has other children, or children-in-law, who are prutzim barayas. So the Gemara quoted later in the end of the Masechta. The Gemara quoted a pasuk that lo yefkar al b'nasechem, I won't punish your daughters if they violated the laws of Saita, because all the other members of the family are prutzim. So he discontinued it because the whole situation was falling apart. Everything was falling apart, even if this husband is not a parutz. But since the whole family is prutzim, so that's why he discontinued. So the Bez Nagol gives the Musa Shmuz, and the woman insists, Imamar Tahirani, She does not admit that she's Tamei. She says to her Rani, what do you do? Malamoso, the Shar HaMizrach, has the Bach corrected. The Beis HaMikdash was rectangular in shape. The Azora, the whole thing was rectangular. The Harabais, everything was rectangular in shape. So on the Shar HaMizrach, on the eastern side, there was a Shar called Shar Nicanor. Mr. Nicanor paid for the Shar. That's called Shar Nicanor. Okay? The Gemara says a miracle occurred. Shar Nicanor, the golden gates were being brought from Alexandria by boat to Yerushalayim, and it fell into the Mediterranean, and then a miracle occurred and it washed up on the dry land. So they're known as Shar Nicanor. Okay. And there was Yom Nicanor, the day on which the gates came up from there. They celebrated every year Yom Nicanor. It was miraculous that the gates, the heavy metal gates, floated to the top of the Mediterranean and it came out. So they take the woman to the Shar Nicanor. What's special about Shar Nicanor? It's a shar in between the Harabayas and the Azora. It's a Shar Nicanor. Shisham, that location, Shar Nicanor, Mashkem es Hasotos, that's where, whenever there's a woman as a Sota, we don't have any historical record. How many times historically? How many Sotas did they have every year? And I wonder if they ever had any.
Midrash of Shteyachios.
Yeah. Yeah. The Medrash tells about a couple of rare cases. So how often did it happen? So the Gemara says, that Shar Nicanor was the location where they always used to be Mashkem es Hasotos, Umetaharim es Hayoldos. A yoledus, a woman has a baby, is obligated to bring karbonis. So a yoledus is tameyo, she has to go to mikveh, and after she goes to mikveh, she's permitted to eat maisa sheni, but she's not yet permitted to eat truma. If she's married to a kohen, she's not yet permitted to eat truma till she has harav shemesh. She has to wait till tzeis hakochavim following her going to the mikveh. Then she's still not tahora with respect to entering the Beis HaMikdash, with respect to eating korban pesach every year. Everybody, all the men, women, and children, everybody wants to eat korban pesach. So whoever had a baby has to go to mikveh, has to have harav shemesh following the mikveh. Then she has to bring the special karbonis that in parshas Tazria. And until she brings those karbonis, she's called mechusa kippurim, and she may not enter the Beis HaMikdash, and she may not eat kochim. So the din is, whenever you makrib somebody's carbon, the Mishnah has an expression in Tainus, Masechus Tainus, Hech korbanu sholodim karbein oimer agabav. The din is, the bala carbon has to be standing nearby when they makrib his carbon. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, when you perform the bris milah, so the ve'aben, the father of the baby, should stand near the moil. So the Vilna Gaon, so in the Shulchan Aruch it says, the ve'aben should stand near the moil, and modio shehu shlucho, and he should tell the moil that he's making him a shliach. Really, the father should do the bris milah himself. So the father fulfills his mitzvah yedei shlichas. Shlichas lan kamaisa. So the father says to the moel, I point you as a shliach. So the Vilna Gaon writes over there, that's not the real reason. The reason why we insist on having the father standing next to the moel is because it says in the Midrashim that when you perform a bris milah, somehow it's a parallel to bringing karbonis. You can't perform the bris till the eighth day. You can't be makav a korban till it's 8 days old. And the sandik is considered like a mizbeach because you're putting the baby on his lap. And when you cut the bris milah, there's going to be a little dam. So that dam is like the zrikas adam on the mizbeach. So the avi ben, the father of the baby, is considered like the bala korban. Ech korbanu shalom korban oimer agavav. Since the father of the baby is the bala korban, so he should stand next to the moil when he performs the bris milah. There are several other parallels between bris milah and Hakrovas Hakrabonis. So the din requires that the Yoledis should stand there in the Azora when they're bringing the Karbonis. But you can't stand in the Azora. She's a Mechusa Kippurim. Until I bring the Karbonis, so she's not allowed to enter the Azora. She can enter the Harabayas. She can enter the Harabayas. Ezra Snashim is only Harabayas. But she can't enter the Azora. So she should come as close as she possibly can. So close as she can is Shah Nicanor. Shah Nicanor. Every shar in the Beis HaMikdash had a thickness, like over here. Here, the thickness of the doorpost is around 2-3 inches. Sometimes you have a wider doorpost that's 6 inches wide. Depends how expensive the home is. The ritzier the home is, so the wider the... So the shar... So in the Beis HaMikdash, there were different gates. A lot of the gates were very wide. So the Gemara in Pesachim has a whole list of all of the gates, and the Gemara discusses... Was the thickness of the gate, was it the Scottish with the Kedusha like inside? Or did it not have the din like inside, has the din like outside? So the Gemara says, it all depends what the Rabbanim had in mind. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, there's no halacha. It all depends what do they have in mind. So it says, the Shah Nikano, they were not Mekadosh. The thickness of the gate, they were not Mekadosh. Why? Because they want the Oledes to stand there. And they want the Mitzarayim to stand there. The Mitzara also is the Mechus Kippur. The Mitzara who got healed from his sickness has to go to Mikveh, has to have Harav Shemesh after going to Mikveh, then he has to bring the Korbanos HaMetzorah. Kolzman, he doesn't bring the Korbanos, he still is considered Tamei with respect to that he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. But when you bring the Korbanos, you have to do Matan Behoinus. You have to put the dam from the Korbanos on his thumbs, Al Tanuch, Ozna Haimonis, Rabboin Ozna Haimonis, Bon Ragla Haimonis. So, what? He's going to stand in the Azara. He can't enter the Azara. He has to stand in the Harabayas. Stand in the Harabayas. He's going to take the Damanas Nifsal Beyotze. So how does it work? So the answer is he stands as close as he can and he sticks his thumbs in. His whole body, Rosha Verubo, is in the Harabayas. He sticks his thumbs in. Then he sticks the Tanuch Ozno in and they put the Dam on Tanuch Ozno. Then he puts Boy in Ragla Haimanis and they put the Dam there. So he stands in the thickness of Shah Niknor, which was Linus Kaddish. It doesn't have the Kedusha like inside, it doesn't have Kedusha Sazara, it just has the same status as Harabais. And the only, that's called Bia B'miktsas. He puts part of his body into the Azara. So Bia B'miktsas is Mutter over here. A Tome usually is not allowed to put his hands into the basement, but you have no choice over here. How then is he going to do this Rikas Adam? So that's the whole Sugi in Yivam, is that Bia B'miktsas is permissible for the Mitzorah.
So, be of a mixas for a stump person who doesn't, he's not Mechus Rikapor, he does be of a mixas.
A Tomei, an Olam Tomei. So that's a machloikis, whether that's a Nisa de Reis or Nisa de Rabbonim. So Tosis Rek Takashi, if you hold that be of a mixas, Shmobi, that it's an Iser. So why does the Mitzorah have to stand out and half in? May as well walk in completely. Because when he has be of a mixas, he sticks in his thumb, it's a shine over on the Aver. So Zalashanar, I'm getting the whole Mitzvah. She goes. The Tei says, now they all agree that Bia Bikula, when you enter, a Tomei enters the Beis HaMikdash, that for sure is a bigger Avera than only putting in your fingers. So one opinion in the Gemara, it's Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh. One opinion is that Bia B'miktsas is only an Issa Derabbanan. The other opinion is that it is an Issa Deraisa, but it's not as Chomer as entering with the whole body.
It's an Issa Deraisa, but for the Mitzvah, we're Matrit.
Yeah, you have no Breri, you have to. You have no brevi, you have to be matirin.
And if it's rabbanon, so it's a mitzvah anyway, so we do it for a mitzvah.
So b'makom mitzvah, we lift the yisad rabbanon. But even if it's deraisa, we allow it, we have no choice. So we put the mitzorah by the shah nikinor, the same place where we mitahir the mitzorah. Fine. The kohen eches bib the godeha, then the pasuk says that the kohen has to rip her dress. And nikru, if it gets torn a little bit, so be it. The nifrimu, prima means prima. Prima means it got torn more. Let's say she's wearing shmatas to begin with. The clothing is not so... she wore this dress for 20 years. It's half shmata anyway. Then it's going to tear it. The whole thing is going to fall apart. So nikru, and nifrim. If it gets torn a lot, what can you do? Okay? Achu megala sliba. It has to be mavaza, the woman. And she's going to, her chest is going to be bared. The soser asaira. The woman comes with her head all covered, with her hair all covered. So the chumash is a pora hakoynes rosh isha. He has to be mevaza the woman and uncover her hair. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a minute, it depends. If she's a very good looking woman, she's going to stand in the Beis HaMikdash half undressed with a torn dress, and there are kohanim standing around. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if she looks very attractive with this torn dress, lohoye megaleu. So he's not allowed to rip her begodim. It's based on Mikdash and not Latam. The Kayan who's doing the Saita has to lower her hair. What if she looks very attractive with long hair hanging down? If she looks very attractive, let him not do what it says in the post. Tomorrow's going to have a whole discussion about this. Yeah. What if she came all dressed up with a beautiful dress? It's very attractive. So we insist she should change her before we start the whole procedure. We tell her put on a plain outfit. If she came with a beautiful, expensive white outfit, we tell her go put on a different dress. What if she's loaded down with jewelry, golden pieces, and katloas are chokers? Nizamim and Tabois, rings and all kinds of stuff. We tell her, look, lady, we have to be mevazi you here. You better take off all of this jewelry. This is not the place to have all the jewelry. We remove all the jewelry. Kedela Navlo, in order that she should not good, look good. After we ripped her dress, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if we're concerned that she's too good looking, we don't rip the dress. According to the Tanakhama, you rip it even if she is good looking. But you don't want it to stand there half undressed. We bring some rough cord, string. Then we tie the dress up. That's how a woman is in Shiva, so she rips Kriya. So you don't have the woman half undressed, so you take a pin. A safety pin. You hold it together. See here also. After the Kohen rips a beggar, maybe Chevel HaMitzvah, they take a rope. They tie the dress up, that it should hold up. Do we allow outsiders to watch this whole ceremony, or is it only for the husband and the wife and the Kohen? So it says, Kol HaRotzeh Liras Bo Liras. We invite, we put an advertisement in the newspaper. We let everybody know. Everybody should come. We want to be Mavaza, the woman. Even if the woman is Tahira, but she shouldn't have done a stira after the husband warns her. She still did something wrong. So Kol HaRotzeh Liras Bo Liras. We encourage people to come and watch. Except Chutz Mi'avadeho B'Shiv Choseh. If she's from a wealthy home, and they have servants and maids and everything, so she's going to see her servants and the maids. She's going to remember, oh, I'm so rich and I have all of these people working for me. She's going to be mechazek her arrogance, and she won't want to admit that she sinned. So if it's the b'nei bayis of hers, the neighbors will have them come. She'll be embarrassed because she won't be embarrassed if she sees the servants who work under her. They should leave a gaspahem. That'll be mechazek her, and even if she's guilty, she won't want to admit that she's guilty. Then it says in the Mishnah, women are permitted to watch her. The Gemara is going to explain, not only permitted, we would recommend that all the women should watch her. Ne'emar, as the Navi says, v'nivosru kol anoshim, we want to give musr to all the women. Don't do anything improper. Don't do znus like this woman was doing, or don't do anything that you should be chashed you biznus. So we encourage all of the women to come and see what we're doing to this site. We mavaza her that the other women shouldn't do the same. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. This week's parsha, we have the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash. Mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash is a mitzvah ledoros. In the days of the midbar, it was a mishkan. It wasn't called the Beis HaMikdash because it was traveling for the purpose of traveling. And then the Mishkan Shiloh was only a Mishkan. But then in Yerushalayim, that was the Makom Kavua. So that's called the Beis HaMikdash, is the Beis HaLomim. That was chosen forever. So the Navi Yecheskel was the Navi before and during the Churban Bayis Rishon. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Jewish people he's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, going to send everybody into Golus, and even though he's destroying the Beis HaMikdash, they will have a miniature Beis HaMikdash where they will go. V'ehi lohem l'migdash miyad. What is that referring to, the Migdash miyad? So the Gemara says in Megillah, Eile batin ha'ksinesiyos abatim midrasha shebebovel. This refers to the shuls and the yeshivas all over the world. They all have a status on Migdash miyad. The Chaye Yodam has Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. You have in Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. So the Chaye Yodam quotes from the Sefer Yireim by Rav Lezer Mimitz that Kvod Beis HaMikdash, there's a pasuk Umigdashi Tiro'u. You have to have respect for the Beis HaMikdash Tiro'u. What do you mean Tiro'u? You should be afraid the wall is going to fall down. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Amos, Lo Min HaMikdash Atem Misyore, there's no mitzvah to be afraid of Beis HaMikdash. Means there's a mitzvah, always to have Yerushamayim, and in the Beis HaMikdash you should have even more Yerushamayim, because that's a Makom HaShechina. So there's a special din of Mikdashi Tiro to demonstrate more Moira Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaKnesses, it's only a Mikdash Miyat, it's a miniature Beis HaMikdash, so that's why we don't refer to it as Moira HaMikdash. Moira Beis HaKnesses, we refer to as Kvod Beis HaKnesses. Moira HaMikdash also means covered, but it means covered square. It means a lot of covered. Like there's a mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyim and a mitzvah of Moira Aviyim. What's Kibbut, what's Moira? So the Gemara gives you the difference. So Moira means more than Kibbut.
So.
Yeah, more. Covered means to give service, and Moira means even much more than that. So here also, Moira HaMikdash means covered square. You have to show a lot of covered for the Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaKnesses is only Mikdash Miyad, so you only have to show covered for the Beis HaKnesses. So the Chayodim quotes from the Sefer Yireim, Barab Lezim admits that this idea of Mikdash Miyad, this is a Din Daraisa. The Achronim quote from the Rambam also like that. Rab Soloveitchik used to quote this also. The Rambam writes it in one place. The Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs as the introduction to the Yad HaChazakah, and then he wrote the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara. The Sefer HaMitzvah was written in Arabic, and we use the Hebrew translation. And then he wrote in the first page, first two, three pages in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam gives you the listing, Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, a brief listing of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So over there, when he gives you the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, he writes the Din, L'sasan kein l'Hashem alakech, you're not allowed to destroy any of it. How does it say? When he tats them as bizbechosim, shibartem as matzevosim, asherem tisrufim v'esh, sila lehem tigadeyu. You have to destroy avodah zarah. Then the next pasuk reads, L'sasan kein l'Hashem alakech. That's an asher l'noite tzevim min ha-mizbeach. You're not allowed to destroy anything from the Beis HaMikdash or from the Mizbeach. So the Rambam writes, of all places there. He doesn't write it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs when he gives you a whole long paragraph. He doesn't write it in the Mishnah Torah. Only in the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, the Rambam writes, Asar L'Noitze Sevim Man HaMizbeach, Omi Bati Ganesias, Omi Bati Midrashas. The Rambam writes that it's a Kedusha Deraisa, a Beis HaKnesses, and a Beis HaMedris as a Kedusha Deraisa. And this din applies to a Beis HaKnesses, the din of Losas and Kein L'Hashem Alekim. So that's what the Chayodim quotes from the Sefer Yireim, and the other Achronim quote from this Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, that people should be careful. People come to shul and they shmooze and they do business in the shul. They talk Dvar Mitalim, Sicha Mitalim. It's not permissible. Part of Kovod Beis HaKnesses, it's not Mora Beis HaMikdash, but it's Kovod Beis HaKnesses. So Kovod Beis HaKnesses requires one is not permitted to talk Sicha Mitalim. They quote that the Arizal didn't want to give a drush in shul. He was afraid he may, in the middle of the drush, he may crack a joke unnecessarily, and it'll be Sicha Mitalim in the shul. I know some rabbis who do give drushes in shul, and they're not worried about the jokes that they say. There's a serious din. The Chayodim complains about the fact there used to be a practice, they still have it now. A lot of times when you have a funeral, so they take the oren with the mace into the shul. So the Chayodim says that's a violation of Bizoyan Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if the one who died was a Goen Va'aluf, a very great God Lador, he says, like my Mechutin, the Vilna Goen, he was a mechutna of the son of the Vilna Goyen. But it sounds better to say, my mechutna of Vilna Goyen. So he says, when my mechutna of Vilna Goyen died, they should have taken, there was a whole machlekes, whether they should take him into the shul or not. Because the Vilna Goyen also used to tumble about this, that it's not proper. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to take the mace into the Beis HaKnesses. But the Vilna Goyen used to tumble because the people who died were balabatim, or they were plain rabbanim. But when he died, he was a Goyen Va'aluf. So that's what the Chacham Sadam writes. They should have taken his Zorin into the Beis HaKnesses. That's one of the dinim where we compare the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMikdash. Just like in Beis HaMikdash, there's a din deraisa, Mikdashi Tiro. So in the Beis HaKnesses also, there's such a din. The Nedib Yehuda writes that when we build a Beis HaKnesses, he says, we don't want to invent any new dinim, but he says, traditionally, when they used to build the shul, they always used to build it in a rectangular shape. Why? They didn't build the shul in a circular shape. In the Lincoln Square Synagogue, they took over a building that wasn't a circular shape. Okay, but if you're building right. A shul yesh me'ayin, you're not taking over a building that already exists. You're building a shul yesh me'ayin. So Nadi Buda says the minhag always was that they would build it in a rectangular shape. Do me the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash was always in a rectangular shape. The Heichal with the Azara, everything, the Harabais, was always in a rectangular shape. He writes in the Nadi Yehuda, it's not right to be Mishana. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was always a separate section for the men, a separate section for the women. The reason why they had a separate section for the women is to give the women a break. They should be able to sit. Because the Jewish women were either Mubaras Amanikas or Skenas. They were either pregnant or nursing. But they were old. They didn't have, like today, you have women watching around, not pregnant and not nursing and not old ladies. So Mubaros and Manika says, Canis, you want to give them a break, they should be able to sit. So the din is Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara. You're not allowed to sit in the Azara. So that's why they were never Mekadesh There's Ras Nashim, so the women should be able to sit the whole time. Whenever they come to the Beis HaMikdash, they should sit. So the tradition has it that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was always a separate section for the men, a separate section for the women, so too in the shul, there should be a separate section for the men, separate section for the women. Everything is supposed to be parallel to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we have to learn the parashiyos to see what are the rules and regulations of the Beis HaMikdash to know how to act in the Beis HaKnesses.
Isn't your big day new Venashim Kolergam attractive clothing? It's new means also attractive clothing.
Yes. Yes, unfortunately everything is violated. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
About the about funerals and shul. Yeah. So that's basic knesses and basic medrash also, same thing.
No, the funeral you may have in the shul to deliver the hespedim. They have to leave the orange outside, but they can. That's tzorchei rabbi.